our Chief Steward for the weekend, Mark Van Gestel, joins me now. Afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sean. I'm well, thanks.
That's good. We had the first there, the victory vein plate, and a little bit to report from this.
Yeah, it's reasonably quiet, but Goodfellow was well supported in the race. It little fractures in the gates, missed the start by about three lengths, but then it just took some time to muster speed as well. So it didn't finish the race off too badly, having regard to the issues that it faced at the start. But in light of the way it raced, it's going to be spelled, and we've just ordered that it goes back to the trials before it comes back in next time it races, Sean.
Well, right now, the second was pretty quiet.
Pretty quiet. Torgerson, we thought, was a little disappointing after his reasonable run in the Epsom Handicap, and Rory Hutchins said in his view the only thing he could offer was that it just raced a little keen in the run and consequently didn't run out a strong 1,600 metres and maybe just better suited on the track where there's a bit more give in the track.
Right. Now, the third, a lot of minor things here.
Yeah, pretty much again, Sean, the minor things. Power Law, it was missed the start, but then it was held up for clear running until about the 200-metre mark, and we're shifted to the outside of the winner, Bazell, and it ran on quite well in the end. The other horse that was probably worth a mention at race, Sean, was Cross Ditch. It was held up for clear running in the early part of the straight, but so they were probably only the two horses worth mentioning there.
Right, the fourth, the Highway Handicap. Often in these, we find horses just get held up a little bit of bad luck, and this was the case again.
Yeah, look, at big fields, and quite often that is the case, Sean. Pumpkin Pie, we did speak to them in respect to the, well, firstly, the ride of the horse by Jason Collett, and he just indicated to us that in the early stages, he took a sit behind Farrow, which is another fancy run on the race, but then it was cross. He then became held up in the early part of the straight as a consequence, and then had to make contact with another runner just as he straightened up and where he forced a run. But in the circumstances, that the run probably had some merit. And as I mentioned earlier, Farrow was the other horse mentioned in the stewards report, where it had been held up for clear running to about the 100 metres, and it couldn't really be quite tested at all in the straight. So it probably paid it to get it went round.
Right, race five, the Tattersalls Club Handicap, and Magicus, Jason Collett, they got a bit of strife in it.
Yeah, he was penalised for not riding the horse out to the finish of the race, and we spoke to him in respect to his riding. In essence, the horse was held up in the straight, and he couldn't really get at the horse until about the final 50 metres and when the run appeared, but that's the reason he was penalised for not pushing the horse out of the final 50 metres or so of the event. But it certainly should have finished a little closer than what it did. It's a seven horse field, but didn't get the clearest of room in the straight. We also spoke to the connections of Bull Rush, which was most disappointing. Started favourite in the race, and it weakened quite noticeably. And Michael Hawke said in the circumstances that they're going to now spell Bull Rush and start again with it.
Right, the Club's Cup and Cape Crusader pulled up a bit tender.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was eased out of the race at about the 1,000-metre mark, Sean, and he's in the care of the Randwick Equine Clinic at the moment, and we'll get a report back from them in respect to how the horse has pulled up subsequent to its injury. But until we get that advice, we'll wait and see what the specialists find.
All right. The next event, the Brian Crowley. Was there much to report here?
Suchet, it was held up to approaching the 250-metre mark. Attempted to go into a narrow run between El Divino and the Super Maxi. After that, it probably got its chance, but certainly it was held up in the early part of the straight. Foxtail's another horse we mentioned in that incident when Suchet shifted out at about the 250 metres. It just got unbalanced when it was bumped on the hindquarters and may have had some excuses. We did speak to the connections of El Divino. Raced quite keen in the run today. They had blinkers on for the first time in the race, and that's the main reason why the connections indicated the horse couldn't finish the race off, and it's done a pretty good job this spring, so it'll go to the paddock. And we also spoke to the connections of Super Maxi, which also raced disappointingly, but Kobe Jennings has said this race too keen in the lead, and consequently it hung out on the turn and gave ground on the straight, and similarly it's going to go to the paddock for well-earned rest as well, Sean.
All right, the eighth event, the Nivison, a little bit from this?
Yeah, there was. It was a bit of a messy race in that the leaders pulled up probably just as they left the half mile, the 800-metre mark, and a number of runners that were hampered as a consequence. Nancy was probably the most evident sufferer, where she had to check on a couple of occasions in the middle stages, and particularly on the home turn, then struck some significant interference, and in the circumstances, her effort wasn't too bad. The other ones to mention were probably one more Zeta. It was caught wide without cover, and it just couldn't settle as a consequence of the pace going off and just a blur. It also struck some interference as a consequence of the pace going off. The other horse, Sean, we did speak to James Innes Jr., the rider of Magic Alibi, who eased up the pace or the tempo of the race, and we just reprimanded him for slacking the tempo too quickly in the early stages of the event.
The Lightning, Chief Spieth, was a good run, Mark?
Yeah, it was a great run. It missed the kick and probably was able to get up a position quite early after missing the start, but in the circumstances, I think that the run obviously had some merit. A couple of horses bled out of that race, Sean, unfortunately. Smart Volatility, which was its second time, it now unfortunately is barred for a lifetime, barred from racing, and King Life was other horse. It was a fancy runner, and it also bled during the running of the race.
All right, now I've got to ask your thoughts on the Caulfield Cup, Mark. You would have been watching that. Jamaica was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Well, it's pretty hard to go past her. She was very dominant, wasn't she? You know, and obviously lived up to the hype before the race, and you'd have to say, probably just looks like she was a step above him.
Yeah, certainly was. Anything else behind her? Take your eye, or do you just think she was head and shoulders above?
Well, probably hard to spot anything else on behind when she won as she did, Sean.
Too right. Yeah. Mark, good to catch up. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, good. No worries.